Yeah, because Glendale's where the Coyotes used to play, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And then Scottsdale, is that where ASU is?
Possibly. I am not a Arizona State fan alum here.
No, they're in Tempe. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the Wildcat, or yeah, Arizona, they are
Yeah.
in somewhere.
I hit record for Stunt Granny Audio
Yes.
1135 for more exciting reasons, because you were very fired up, and this has
Oh my God. So
come
I where
to
Oh.
a slow halt. So I'm like, eh,
Can you no.
introduction.
Can you imagine in a few years it's going to be the Indiana Bears? That's outrageously funny. The Bears have had one good year. The ship probably sailed on them. And now, like, the owner's got big britches and is going to move the team to Indiana. I don't care if it's right over the border. I just find it incredibly funny. Like, you're the only game in town. Like, you've got everything going for you, so you're going to move it across state lines because another billionaire who's still going to put $2 billion of his own money into this, then why not just keep it in Chicago and do it there? Like, these guys, my God.
It is pretty wild. Especially like even the Kansas City hopping.
Oh my God, even worse.
You know,
Even worse.
going from the Missouri side, which is the real side, over to the Kansas side, which is not.
And this is like another, this is like a, just another one, just total greed. And then two, this is elected officials bilking their constituency. Like, they're footing everything. Kansas is footing everything. Kansas City and Missouri get nothing. Like, they're not getting anything out of this. And the Chiefs just waltz over, and apparently the Royals possibly now too, are just going to waltz across state lines and they're just going to build them stuff. I mean, I get it. At the same time, who the hell said I want our money spent on this?
It doesn't really pay off, is
No, it
essentially
never
what it
does.
all comes down to. Also, like they end up promising X amount of money, and do they generate revenue? Yes, they do. Do they cover the numbers that they always put down?
Nope.
No, they do not. So yeah, that's generally the way that works. So yeah, you are really having your taxpayers foot a bill that is not worth it. Like it's just, and I mean, I guess I've been generally aware of that because I believe because it still might be the case that Franklin County actually owns the arena for the Blue Jackets.
I believe so, yes.
So you know, like it was, they did not make money on this on the situation. Like it's again not as bad. Like, but also that area not quite as hopping as it once was. So.
No, none of those mixed use blah 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 zones work out the way they want them to. And I think, I mean, probably COVID didn't help that sort of stuff, because I think a lot of downtown areas took a pretty significant hit. But at the same time, the Blue Jackets haven't exactly been tearing it up lately. So that's not going to help. And then that's really the only game in town for that arena, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, other
Yeah.
than you know the obvious other
Right.
stuff
Yeah.
that comes in.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have,
So
because the soccer team's not even around there anymore, is it? They've been
it's a
far away.
separate stadium just down the street, because Now it's because it's Nationwide Arena, Huntington Park, which is the Columbus Clippers, AAA, for the Guardians.
Yeah, that was around, right?
And then they, yeah, that's been downtown for a little while now. It's probably closer to 10 years than 5 years. I'd actually wager a guess because I saw, yeah, because I saw Garrett Cole pitch there. It had to have been like it has to be at least 10 years old.
It's got, well,
That
yes, it
they
has to
moved
be.
from the west side of town to downtown.
Yeah, because I remember walking by that stadium with you.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, anyways, but yeah, like I know
And then the
we've.
soccer stadium's just down the street now,
Yeah.
further towards the river. So yeah, soccer does not play in the arena. That'd be weird. No indoor
Yeah.
bullshit
Yeah,
for
exactly.
soccer.
But yeah, but yeah, all of these developments never work out because of the tax breaks they give them. The bonds
Oh.
don't work out. It's publicly funded. Like, they're saying that it's 60-40 between private and public funds, which is coming from sales tax, which is coming from a tax on the people, of course, and then also bonds. And it's like, you know, we didn't ask for this. If these big ass billionaires want to move their stuff over, pay for it. Like the Chicago Bears guy is worth $8.9 billion. That's crazy. Well, I mean, I don't blame the city of Chicago from going, no. Like, we already renovated Soldier Field. What was it, 10 years ago or whatever it was?
Yeah,
I think it's a little bit longer than that.
that was the one thing that was kind of funny. Speaking of Nationwide Arena, and I think we might have talked about it already, maybe a year ago, but they're doing a serious renovation of it because it's 25 years old. So I don't know if that's the standard, but I do feel like that's you've always got to have
Right.
upgrades.
Yes.
Acrisure Stadium got some upgrades recently, if I'm not mistaken, and they kind of levied for more, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember the whole story there, but
Yeah.
it's upgrades are part of it.
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah, I don't know what was like. I guess I don't know if there was anything wrong. I know the wife went there for a concert. They seemed to get in and out fairly fine at a packed house. So it seems like she didn't have any complaints about her experience at Soldier Field. So.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that was 2003. It's been 23 years since that renovation finished. I had no idea. I thought it was only
Oh.
10 years ago or so.
Okay.
But
Well then, yeah. I mean, it's definitely due either some upgrades or something there then, because it's in that 25-year ballpark that such things need to happen. And boy, a lot has happened since 2003.
yes, it has. Well, but it's also like we were saying that with like upkeep. Like they just renovated Spectrum Center here. And you can tell. It's very nice inside. But it's like, yeah, that's why building new stadiums is stupid. You already have it. I mean, unless it's, you know, well, you can't even say that because I mean, they're still playing at Fenway, Dodger Stadium, and Wrigley Field. They just keep fixing it up. Well, I mean, I know
Oh.
there's historical markers now. Which apparently Soldier Field lost its historical designation when they did the renovation. I know that.
Huh.
But
Wonder
like
what they did to lose. Like, well,
I think they
yeah.
redid even the outside of it. Like it looks different.
Yeah. I guess that can happen. Yeah, 'cause you've definitely got it. There's some fairly strict guidelines to be within that.
Yeah. So but yes, but I'm
Study
looking
that quite some time ago.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Bears proposal. They actually had a lakefront proposal in 2024 for a $4.6 billion dome stadium on the lakefront south of Soldier Field. Okay.
Oh yeah, because there is I mean, they could do essentially what they did with Heinz at the
Yeah.
time field, where they build it directly beside essentially Three River Stadium, and then imploded Three River Stadium and turned it into parking lots afterwards.
Yeah, I love this corporate nonsense speak, by the way. The Bears are evaluating the best location to secure modern long-term home with the Indiana plan giving build like what do you mean secure modern? Like if you're building a new stadium, it's clearly going to be modern. That makes no fucking sense. So shut up. Secure like the secure and a long-term home. You don't have to move. So
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
if they have a $4.2 billion plan, which is maybe a little bit higher of a price tag than Indiana has, like, yeah, you're the Chicago Bears. Like, should really be in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, you think? Yeah. Now, the New Jersey
But
Jets and Giants would disagree, but
yeah,
yeah.
there are a couple of teams
But yeah.
that have some problems.
Well, I mean,
Because
you should at least be in the same state.
Washington
Oh, wait a minute, never mind.
is in the wrong part of town, is it not? The Commanders.
Yeah, they're in Maryland, so not even Washington. But they are going back to Maryland. They are going back to DC. So there, at least there's that, at least I think. Unless, never mind. I was going to say
I do
something, but
remember being at RFK back in the day.
RFK is still there.
Oh wow, did not know
Yes.
that.
Like this is how inept our things are. They've been gone for that long. It is still there. It's like the never mind.
That's
It's like
wild.
yeah. Yeah, and
Well, I guess I'm not too surprised. And come to think of it, another parallel here to Columbus, where I'm not sure if they've redeveloped where Old Cooper Stadium was for the old stadium for the Columbus Clippers, which is over on the west side of town. Like it took them for it, 'cause if it's finally been redeveloped, it took forever to agree to it. Cuz
Yeah,
like
probably.
it's at least been 10 years, I would say. If a true agreement hasn't happened yet, it's been like a decade and just no movement. So yeah, I think that stadium might still be just sitting there.
Yeah, it just well, so is the Astrodome is still there, which is even more crazy. That hasn't been
Why did
used in
they think that
forever.
one was imploded?
Nope. Every time they show Reliant Stadium or whatever it's called now, they will purposely crop out. The Astrodome is sitting right next to it. Yes, because they, I believe they either did or they tried getting it up and ready when Katrina hit to take people in. I can't. I don't. I'm not sure if that went through or not. But I know that was one of the plans that we're gonna try and do. But yeah, like, why the hell is that still standing? I don't feel like looking it up. It's ineptitude. That's what it is. Like, these aren't like this isn't like the Roman Colosseum or something. It's the Astrodome. Peace out. It's RFK. Peace out. Like, get out of here. Like, they had no problem tearing down Yankee Stadium. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a Yankees fan, but. Historical. Or Tiger Stadium. Tiger Stadium took a long time, by the way. More ineptitude. But yeah, it's just the sports world is so fascinating. And then you mix in like local government, probably state government involved with the sites of where they used to be. And it's like they'd rather just let them sit there instead of redevelop it or just tear it down and plant some trees. Then you don't have to worry about it anymore. But. Yeah, I've seen some other renderings of where they wanted to build this Chicago Stadium off the lake. That's the one you want to do. It looks pretty. Like, it's a render, but it's got like boats. It's right off the water. Now, why you would cover that with a dome is beyond me.
definitely a snide remark to the domes in this household. There are some practical reasons
Oh,
for
very.
domes, but
Well, yeah, because you can host other events. You can host the NCAA, WrestleManias, UFCs. Like, you can host all that stuff. And it's like, and you're not wrong. At the same time, it's pretty cool when it's snowing and it's cold. Like, not when I'm there, but, watch on TV. So,
Yeah, when someone else is freezing their ass off, it's way more fun.
yeah, we've both been to those games where you're freezing your ass off, though. So it's like, yeah, no, I'm okay.
I've been to a lot too many. I have said for many a year now, Columbus Crew games have been the absolute worst as far as weather goes. Because I have been to games in December, which is as late as I've been to an NFL game. So that was some cool. And I've been there in March, and beginning of March, not very warm in Columbus, 9 times out of 10.
It's not that warm here, and they start.
Like 40 degrees is I'll take the W for that first home game.
Nah, true.
So
True. They've gotten lucky here lately. Like, well, we're supposed to be 80 degrees tomorrow, which is baffling. And by the time the games when they started, like, they got real lucky. Like, when their inaugural season, that first game, I think it was 60 degrees, and it was in March. It was pretty crazy.
no.
And last year, I think it was 20. So there you go. Well, speaking of domes, I guess we should follow up on our topic from last week. Yeah, WWE. Oh no, I'm sorry. Allegiant Stadium lowered the price of tickets for WrestleMania for over the weekend, 30% off. And well, they got our money. So
Chris and I did already talk about
did
this
you?
once.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too hard
I mean.
to miss, especially when you're talking Raw and SmackDown, since those
Still.
are ostensibly about gonna be the composition of WrestleMania.
And still with no real build to WrestleMania. Even like they're trying to sell us on Finn and Punk possibly messing up the greatest main event of all time. Did you catch that on Monday? Stop it. It's just a good main event. Stop.
It's one where there's definitely a bit of a groan on this side too, where the hype sometimes is just it's always so endless. You just kind of roll your eyes, like
Yeah.
that's the way they feel like they need to brand it, and you're just like you said, like, okay, guys, like, I'm looking forward to this match. But I'm not sold on that here.
Yeah. Like this
And I and you
hyperbole.
know what? I don't even expect a bad match out of them.
Of course not. No.
You know,
But
like I also maybe I'm not expecting an all-time classic or
I'm
anything
expecting it to
like
be
that.
good. I mean, the personalities alone are going to carry it. The real story behind it will carry it.
Oh, right.
And it could be the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time. We don't know, but I sure as hell know it's not yet. So stop it. Like, the build for Andre and Hogan. Like, that's the benchmark, really. What other main events compared? Like, I'm not saying that WrestleManias have had bad main events. That's not it at all. But goddamn,
Right.
for a hype perspective, I mean, that run, Hogan, I mean, Andre turning and all this stuff, maybe Hogan and Savage, but even then, that was just in an arena. Is it what, Trump
Oh,
Casino, I believe.
yes.
Yeah. So, Hogan Warrior could be, I mean, God, another Hogan one.
Hogan Warrior would to me would be the second, after him and Andre.
Yeah, that's fair. And then, I mean, honestly, Rock and Austin, was that? Yeah, that was the Astrodome, wasn't it? 17?
Maybe. That is quite
I'm looking.
possible.
Yes, that was the Reliant Astrodome. Yeah. Like that was a great main event with good hype. And
Oh.
it was considered one of not the best WrestleMania ever. So it's like the hyperbole, man, I'm not saying he's back, but the way we keep reading about how things are going with WWE, with like Triple H like changing main events, doing stuff on the fly, all this hyperbole nonsense is back. And it's like, is Vince ain't back, is he? Like he's not sneaking in through that door, or has he? Like
Yeah, well, that was the one thing that Chris and I, and there's still probably other avenues to explore in this department where I guess we've kind of, in a lot of ways, all of us have seen this coming, where things have definitely not been as smooth in the WWE as they had been for a while there. Injuries certainly causing their part, but I feel like those are always there. Like it's that's always part of the problem. Like I feel like one person or another screws up some plan at least, once every WrestleMania season someone gets hurt and it's just like, oh shit, what do we do now?
Yeah, it's like Braun getting hurt.
They are definitely in the oh shit, what do we do now category in that department. Because yeah, he definitely was going to be in a feature match at a minimum.
Yeah. But like the thing is, with Braun going out, it finally gave Bronson Reed a chance to talk again. You know? Monday he was
Oh.
all over the place and was like, okay, he's been sitting back, and you know,
I do not mind the next man up
mm.
situation there, because I like Bronson Reed, so
Yeah. And I Logan Paul being like the smarmy dickhead is kind of fun. And then there's Austin Theory. Like, what are we doing with this guy still? I don't understand.
oh, because what
No.
what did Paul Heyman dub him? The pressure.
Yeah, how does that make sense? I know he explained it, but I don't like even he can't believe it. And I know Paul Heyman supposedly is a big Austin Theory guy. Well, cool. This is it? Like, I remember when Cena like told him, he's like, the audience sees right through you is fake. You know, John doing one of his dress down promos. And it was like, God
Fool,
damn, he buried that kid.
he Theory just still has not recovered from that. Like
No.
even with this, I'm like, you're still the butt of the jokes in this group here. Like I don't think this is really helping you. Like you're definitely behind. Like he was when he first came in, he's already behind Braun, no questions asked. And he was probably behind Bronson just because Bronson was already part of the group,
Yeah.
Like he was at best number three.
Well,
I
yeah, but he was, but now like he's doing the majority of the wrestling. And it's
hey.
like, why? Like, why is he in a match for the Elimination Chamber? Hey, we bitch about AEW doing that stuff. Well, now WWE's doing it. And it's like,
Yeah,
what are you
no, it's
doing?
yeah, it's that I that is the other thing that I guess yes, to me you can blame Triple H somewhat here. Like cuz well, yeah, and like I said, Chris and I kind of mentioned it where it's like it's just not been that great, like just with a lot of different aspects.
Yeah, it really hasn't. I still don't think he's adjusted to having so many events. And Chris pointed it out. They went 2 months without an event. Now they got 3 in 6 weeks, I think he said, or something like that. And it's like, okay. Like,
Well, and it seemed kind of wild that they had had that like long-term strategist or whatever it was,
yeah.
and it seemed like it was working right off the bat. And I'm like, did you guys like let that guy go? Like, what happened with some type of continuity here, with what's going on here?
Yeah, and the thing is, I think I'm glad you said wait, what'd you say, continuity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to say that, and everyone started saying it's continuity. I'm like, it's the same. Never mind. So it was refreshing. It was refreshing to hear again. But yeah, but it's like it's almost like even
Yeah, if
that
I
guy's
said it
like,
wrong, whatever.
who cares? We all know what it is. Well, it's just like, what's the other one? And it doesn't matter. But it's almost like this guy's like, hey, we got too much stuff going on. And then and I keep going back to Unreal, which I again, I'm sure is not real. But it's like you got all those people in a room and you can't come up with better stuff. Like SmackDown's gotten better, by the way. Raw.
Yeah, SmackDown is watchable, you know, like there's, yeah, it's watchable. There's still some stuff that's a little bit questionable,
Yeah.
but
But like Raw, I saw somebody comment on Raw that is unwatchable on Netflix. And it's and of course all the comments were get a VPN because you actually see the match without like constant commercial breaks and everything else. And I'm like, they're right. Get a VPN. You actually see the match. So what's crazy to me is you still get the fade out and then fade back in. So you know when the commercial's over.
no.
And I'm like, if I was watching this on Netflix America, I missed all of the action because then they come back and the babyface makes a tag or the babyface fires up and it's like the heel gets totally screwed in this. The story of the match is absolutely absent. And by the way, they have not lessened the commercial breaks on Netflix. Remember that nonsense story that came out?
Oh no, because I am still watching them sans VPN on this end. But I do hit mute a lot for when the commercials come on, because it's just
Yeah.
like, oh man, this is okay. Like it's just like the set of commercials again. Like just depending upon whatever show is that we're
Yep.
watching. Like there's a
Yep.
certain set of commercials that that come with it, whether it's sports games like we were talking about to start the show, or like it's so funny. Like just since the wife and I watch so much different stuff, I'm like, what? You haven't seen this commercial before? Like it's something that I feel like I see all the time, but she's just like, no, I don't get that one. And I'm like, oh. Okay, that's weird, but okay.
Yeah, it's just,
Ad
especially NFL.
targeting.
I mean, the NFL, it's crazy because I've shown you my setup. So you see every commercial break, especially before all the games start, every box from like all nine boxes I got going, whatever I got going, all of them, all right, depending on the network, of course, it's Papa John's, Papa John's, Papa John's, Domino's. And then CBS is like Domino's, Domino's, Papa John's, Domino's. And then they all flip over to, I don't know, whatever fat person dancing, happy drug pill commercial. And then something for the eclectic models wearing NFL gear, which they'd never buy in their life. And then, we're all in this together, Unity NFL stuff. And it's like, okay. And then we get, I don't know, Pepsi or Coors or whatever else. Like, all the same. They're all the same. It's crazy to me. But if you didn't have a setup like this, I wouldn't know either. But yeah, it is wild. It's made me grow to despise athletes more when you know how much they make and then they're advertising insurance, advertising insurance. So they're getting paid how much money by the insurance company, who is clearly denying claims left and right all over the country. Thanks, guys.
Well, and I have stayed away from any insurance company that advertises on TV because the ones that do not advertise are cheaper. And they do the same thing.
Well, not here,
So
unfortunately. State Farm's the cheapest in North Carolina. So believe me, they kicked
Uh,
us off because we had the audacity to put in two claims in 5 years after 20 years of not putting in any claims. That's a real story. So, and I blew up the local guy. And then suddenly I was, everything was okay. Now we didn't get kicked off. But yes, so, but fuck State Farm. They don't advertise. I don't care. Fuck
Yeah.
Liberty Bibbity, that those dumbass commercials.
Well, yeah, that could have been the other thing that you were talking about within your four squares, 4 to 8 squares there, which a different insurance company is advertising. Because yeah, we got State Farm, Liberty Bibbity,
Progressive,
Progressive,
Allstate.
all yeah.
I don't think the General does, but the only reason I know the General exists is the cartoon. I never, like, you know it's bad. I can't believe this is the aside we went to, but you know your insurance company's bad when you actually have commercials with a cartoon character and Shaquille O'Neal convincing people, no, the General's is a legitimate insurance company. Like, you might want to change your advertising scheme. But yeah, no, all of them. Fuck
Yeah,
all of them.
that was always questionable.
Or what's
But
the
that did
one?
happen a while ago, though.
Yeah.
I feel like the General's been around for at least a decade
Yeah.
at this juncture.
Well, it's like, what was it? Yeah, it was Aflac still. That Aflac's usually college though.
Yeah, Aflac is
Yeah.
more college.
Yeah. So Nick Saban, you know, that millionaire, Deion Sanders, that millionaire, can advertise your supplemental insurance. Jesus Christ. Anyways, speaking of dumb decisions, I don't know. I'm just gonna go to NXT. So I don't really care about most of the show, but the speed titles need to go away. It's stupid. The decisions made are even dumber.
Oh.
These two guys go to a draw, and then they get rewarded with a triple threat match that goes longer than this designated time.
You know, this was my take. I kind of like 7 minutes. It gives it more of an actual match length, but still gives you the pressure of being a shorter time frame
But
so
that's
that
the
you're
point.
forcing the offense
They're
still.
not called like half speed. It's speed. Get your ass going and win in 3 minutes. Get your ass going and get it done in five. You can't get it done, you don't win. That's the whole point of the thing. And it's like, and they did it with the women, by the way. I think it was, wasn't it when
Yeah.
it was vacant? It went to a time limit draw. So it was like sudden death. And it's like, no, you get two different people. They couldn't do it in the amount of time a lot. Like, just get rid of the dumbass title.
I do think that it's silly and is unnecessary.
Yeah, it's.
Because I guess I don't feel like it's done. Because did it really do anything for Sol Ruka?
No. Well, it caused strife between her and Zarya, but they make up at the end of every show, anyways. So who cares? Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. That's.
that continues to almost feel like a Judgment Day like broken record where you keep on thinking the trigger's gonna get pulled and then it doesn't. Maybe we go really old and talk Charlie Brown and Lucy
Oh my God.
is a comparison.
Yeah, no, that's. Wait, this is getting dragged out until March 7th when Sol Ruka gets a shot at JC Jane.
Probably.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, we've got another 3 weeks of this up and down.
I honestly thought. I thought it was next week. Because, all right, obviously Zarya is just doing this so she can cost Sol the title. And do well, that's what I think's gonna happen at least. And then they have a feud before Saul gets going to the main roster.
One would imagine that that is where this is gonna end up. You know, like if they don't, it would be really weird not to see this through before Soul hits the main roster. You know, like it'd be such a blue ball for Azaria if they if they did not go through with this.
I mean, JC Jane shouldn't be, especially after Tuesday, that promo she cut. It's like, can we get her on the main roster, please? Like, this is stupid. Why is she here? And
Yeah, that act can be on the main roster without a problem.
yes,
Like they could
including,
really call three of them up.
oh no,
The
what's the
Lainey
other girl?
Reed.
Thank you. Oh, Lainey Reed. Even Lainey Reed, just take her up. Don't worry about it. Keep the other, bring her up.
She doesn't need to wrestle that much. And if she does, yeah, put her in a tag match, put her in a six person match where she doesn't really get exposed. Like it's not a big deal. Like we can work around this problem.
I got no problem with all three of them going. Clear some space. Good. I mean, Saul needs to go
Although,
too.
unfortunately, we could talk about some space that was cleared on NXT, unfortunately because of injury, and that of Jada Parker.
I was like, why is Blake Monroe talking like she's gone? And then it comes out the next day. Yeah, she's got a neck injury. Like, really? She just came back.
Well, it was weird the way Robert Stone mentioned the neck injury, but then says she was suspended. I'm just like, I that's not really the way it works, dude. Like, especially when it's like, it's one thing when you're like, oh, someone has a broken hand and they're going to be out of action for a little bit. You're like, oh, okay, like, you know, they just need the bone to heal. It's going to be like a couple of months and they'll be back, no biggie. Anytime someone says neck, you're like, ooh, this is not great, Jim.
And
Maybe it's not that bad, but it's professional wrestling. I feel like you're conditioned to fear the worst in a situation.
yes, and especially with I hope that it won't be like the old days, unless you're an AEW, where you're constantly, just doing stuff that puts pressure on your neck and spine and back and all that. So where you have to get fusion surgery, like,
Uh-oh.
repeatedly being dropped on your head's not a good idea. Maybe it'll get through eventually, but that's just the old guard talking to the new guard, like they don't know what they're doing. Instead of speaking from experience, the guys who have neck injuries who have C like fusion surgery go, hey, you don't want to be doing this stuff. Go touch grass, old man. Oh. Anyways, I was pretty bummed. I like Jada Parker a lot. I think she brings something new that a lot of like the other people don't. So it's like great. And now Blake's got nothing to do again. And
Her Blake Monroe has just had a black cloud over her since moving to NXT for whatever reason. Like this has not gone well for like, and it's one of those. I'm not really blaming her. But it the circumstances around her have continued to not be great.
It's time for her to just go to the main. Like, okay, I'm gonna be this way for a second. Man, there's a lot of blondes going up to the like that have the potential to be on the main roster. After we've gotten kind of like a thinning out, like you had Charlotte and you have
Tiffany.
thank you. I kept wanting to say Rhea. But my point was Rhea was blonde, now she's black hair. So she doesn't count. And then Liv Morgan. But if you bring up Saul, you bring up Blake, and then there was somebody else, I can't remember. It's like, wait a minute. You got too many.
Oh, what's the name from The Calling? I feel like she needs a little more time.
Oh, Izzy Dane.
Izzy Dame, yeah.
Yeah, she needs a lot more time. And I'm
But
still.
you were thinking blondes, and I'm like, I was trying to think
Yeah.
of what she was, the one in NXT that to me was closest to maybe being called out, but.
Lainey Reed. Well, she's got more of like a strawberry blonde, reddish blonde, though. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
it was just a thought I had the other day. Like, yeah, we really got away from, Vince's blonde
Blonde.
obsession. You
And
know?
they're all that's the other reason you think he's back. There are just too many blondes
Oh
in
my
the
God.
WWE
Oh my God.
now. Yeah, we're proving your conspiracy theory right as we
Woof.
move along with this show.
Yeah, it's like, wait a second. Blondes
Self-reinforcing
in
evidence.
WWE. Let's see what Google AI does.
Well, I mean, Sia
Oh,
Hale.
Alexa Bliss. Forgot about Alexa.
Oh, yeah. Just because she usually has some type of additional color in there, I
Yeah.
sometimes
Yep.
forget that she's a blonde. Because I feel like she's doing the black tips still these days, or the pink tips.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
feel like
but
she's doing
you know.
some type of colored action there.
Yeah. But no, so it's I know we're kind of all over with NXT, but like the show itself is just kind of like whatever again. We need to talk a little bit about Tony D or Tony D'Angelo now, excuse me. The music's cool.
Sure.
He looks great. He usually had like the wife beater on. And it's
Yeah.
like you were covering that up? Like the guy's stacked. And then
Yeah, he feels like he a cut a little bit, and B got a little bit bigger than he was.
yeah, I think he may want to put some more back on, but right now he looks great. And then so I want to start with a positive. He looked great against Cutler James. Oh, I'm sorry, Cutler James. And this is where it all goes to shit. He beat the brakes off of this guy in like 3 minutes.
Okay, giving it entirely too much credit. 1 minute and 20 seconds.
I knew it was shorter than that, but I was like, you know what? My times are always off. So I'll overcompensate. Yeah, he beat the brakes off this guy and then beats up Dion Lennox. And then Cutler James saves him. And I'm like, well, this clearly isn't over with Cutler James. Like, he still got up. Like, you know what I mean? If you're gonna take them
Oh.
all out, he shouldn't be moving. So I just thought that was weird.
Yeah, and you really can't maim someone enough in 1 minute and 20 seconds. But hey,
Yeah.
Tony D could have won the speed title.
Yes, see? And even he's too good for that hunk of garbage. So, yeah.
It's still going to be a weird feud because you can still get 4-on-1 beat downed. At some point. Or you're just gonna have something like what happened with Vanity Project. Certainly had their help throughout the night
Yeah.
in a couple of different matchups.
Great. More of them. Great. I'm not a fan so far, so I
They're
go
so
back and
douchey that I'm okay. I will allow it.
I see that's what I'm trying to figure out is like where's my gauge on them? Is it because I don't like them or is it because they do a good job of presenting themselves as being that unlikable? And I'm really kind of 50-50. Just like, who are these guys? Like, I don't want to call them amateurs because they're not. But at the same time, like, you weigh 100 pounds each. Like, okay, how old are you guys? 18? Which it very well could be, by the way. I don't know. But,
They are definitely young. They are more baby faced than the two people speaking in the microphones currently.
Yeah, oh, I am sure we're double more. More than double their age. But Yeah, no, I whatever with them. And it's like
Yeah,
the
but
main
yeah.
focus is still on the people that should be. JC Jane and Sol. JC Jane cuts a killer promo. Sol comes out. It's like, oh, okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah, she does her soul thing. And honestly, they at least did give Zarya some type of reason to make up with Soul at the end of the show. Because Soul does a great job with her promos herself. Like, I feel like that is kind of one of those sneaky things that I know that it's especially myself get caught up talking about her in-ring stuff. But she's done a good job with the promos and kind of creating a persona for herself. Her and Zarya, I think, have been good for each other because they've just given each other mic time in this weird, like, it's one of the few times where there's been kind of this kind of fun synergy that both people have kind of played off of it. I can.
Yeah, I mean, it started off with like that odd couple pairing, which they've been very good at. And then it
Yeah.
became, all right, well, we're both, wrestlers now, and now we're friends. And the odd couple stuff kind of went out of the way, which is kind of what they keep bringing up with Zarya. It's like, well, you used to be a killer, and now you're not so much anymore. So it's like, okay, at least that's a story that you're trying to build into it, which,
Oh,
is
yeah.
going to help when she snaps.
Yeah.
I
Yes,
do wonder
definitely.
though, say Zarya does something on accident, or like she comes down and just something goes wrong. Like one of Toxic Attraction pushes her into
Soul.
something, right? They push
Yeah.
her and Soul attacks her. Like try to get Soul to be the bad guy. And it's like, no, just put her up on the main roster, please. Like we don't need that couple months aspect of her being a heel. Like just take her to the main roster.
We don't need heel Sol
No, we really don't. Like
Ruka
Zarya's
before she
entire
gets
look,
called up.
yeah, Zarya's entire look is based on looking and being a killer. So just let her be what she should. Oh, speaking of good promos, Ricky Saints is a heel. Just keep him as a bad guy. He is on fire. It's like, there he is. So,
He definitely feels more comfortable in the heel role. Like it was kind of funny that they just kind of went with the flow. I mean, that was the problem, and I feel like you and I talked about it. When a couple of these people came over from AEW, everyone's like, free at last, free at last. Thank God this person's free at last. And like he got too much of a positive reaction to really turn him. You could have turned him heel right away, but it made sense to just roll with it. And not really his bag, baby.
No. I mean, I
He
think when
wasn't
he.
terrible, but also he's the better heel.
Right. It was like when he came in, it was like, oh my God. Like he was just doing interviews about like not be like AEW's holding whatever else. And then he just shows up on an episode of NXT out of the blue. And it's like, oh, okay. And I think a lot of the momentum kind of went down though when they said his name was Ricky Saints. Because that crowd wanted Ricky Starks either way. So yeah, but it's been like they knew he wasn't gonna get booed. He was gonna get the reaction he did. I think that was the problem with Blake Monroe too. When she showed up, they wanted to cheer. They were like, oh my God, she's here.
Oh,
And then
yeah.
you just got to give it time before she, like, naturally goes back into the position that she should be. So,
Yeah, bitchy heel.
yeah. And that's why I'll be surprised when Royce Keyes actually makes a debut, how the crowd treats him. He's changed his name, which isn't going over well. And then, we'll see how many people actually know who he is. And,
Yeah, that's still one of those. I guess Powerhouse Hobbs is better, but I'm also like not like so married to that name that I am offended that it got changed.
Yeah, well, we knew for a while it was gonna be Royce Keyes, and maybe that was his choice. I don't know, you know.
It does sound like he had input
Yeah.
from all accounts that I
So.
have seen out there.
Yeah.
He had some type of input, like
Yeah.
most of these guys do. It would seem. It is a collaborative effort to come up with something
Yeah.
here.
So I know he's been doing main events, so he's getting in front of crowds, but. They may have overestimated his name power, you know, but
Oh.
he'll be just fine. So,
Yeah, I mean, he'll eventually recover from it. Well, he's already recovering from it, I guess,
yeah.
is maybe the point here.
Yep.
So,
It's where he
he
wants to
has the
be.
new name. Everyone's just gonna have to do, it's gonna end up like Gunther. You know what I mean? Like, people bitched about Walter for a while, and then it's like 5 years later, and it's just like whatever. It's Gunther.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. At first, it was like, and it kind of works. And apparently, I was reading something on Reddit, and there was some German fans. Well, German fans over there saying like, well, you know, Walter over here is just a plain name. Like it's a little different over there, where Gunther, you know, stands out. And it's like, all right, well, you know, listen to the people who have the culture, I guess. So, but yeah, I don't know. NXT's just got that weird flux. Uriah
Because
Conner's talking about possibly his brother, or you know, they keep beating around the bush. Like Uriah Conner's won't just say who his dad is, and then Charlie Dempsey won't just say who his dad is. Like they've implied it, and well, even Regal even said something about him being his son on one of the shows, I think. And it's like.
no, it was kind of a backhanded thing where he was being snide about it, but he didn't really admit to being his dad.
See, I thought there was something later after Charlie Dempsey won something. Eh, whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's like,
Oh, maybe there
just
was.
say who he is, please. You know, like, why are we doing this?
I
And
did laugh though that I think after we looked it up last week, Stax was like, "Yeah, I'm not related to anyone, but
I married
my
into it.
I married into
Or I'm marrying
it."
into it. I like that a lot, actually. And I just found that very bizarre that he loses the international title on the same show Ariana Grace wins the TNA Knockouts title. Like, I know it's TNA, but wouldn't it have been better to have a power couple with a title, each one having a title? You know, it kind of lends a little more credence to one, the
Oh.
power couple aspect in TNA, but then also that it gives the, you know, it gives this new group they're trying to build a little bit of juice. Yeah, they're not NXT titles, but they are titles. So,
Oh,
you know.
yeah. It could be useful to
Yeah.
have double champs there,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
they TNA not playing that much.
No, that was a good event, too.
Only so many NXT people can have championships at one time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny. To bring up TNA for a second before we talk about AEW, like whatever else is on next, who cares?
Oh, wait, you did that to Ethan Page, sir.
What did he do?
Main event against Shiloh Hill.
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's the only other thing that I had on my quick glance of the
Well, I know
results
Out the Mud,
to
they had that whole tag match thing, like whatever. It's, sure.
we could skip that and skip the actual speed match that happened. So
No, we already talked about it. Stupid. no, it's. I was glad Ethan won.
oh yeah, I expected
And
him to win, so.
it's like, well, Shiloh, it's clear what's going on. Like, it's clear why. Like they're putting him in a position to put him in already. It is. So.
He definitely sticks out more than a lot of the guys that they've had around for a longer time. You
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
it, it, it's it, that's really what it comes down to. Like, And he's kind of he's not Randy Orton deceptively big, but he's kind of deceptively
He is
big.
deceptively big. Yes, he is. Yeah.
Because I mean, he was a little bit bigger than Ethan Page, and I'm just like, yeah, that guy's kind of a big boy.
Yeah. I mean, Ethan's only what, I think, 6 foot tall. But
Yeah.
he's not a small man though. And
Nope.
but it's like I'm not interested at all in Ethan Page, and it's not Riley Osborne. What's the guy, the deaf guy's name?
Oh, Miles Bourne.
Miles Bourne. I've always gotten those names mixed up. And Riley, he's not even in the company anymore.
No,
So I don't know.
he's been off TV for quite some time
Yeah.
at this juncture.
Yeah. So, but no, it's, I'm just not interested. I'm not interested in this match at all. If it means Ethan Page is going to go and have a better, bigger platform on the main roster, hey, I'm all for it. But just
Yeah, not digging that one. Yeah,
no.
I guess it was kind of interesting to have the baby face really kind of Pearl Harbor the heel in this situation.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I know that it was still kind of a 3-on-2 battle. But yeah, it seemed kind of weird that you really got that much of the better of him and still stomps the ankle after getting the matchup that you were looking for.
yeah, is this supposed to be a heel turn? Or he's just showing ruthless aggression, or like
It like went
that's
further than it needed to. Like, I feel like he was kind of progressing on the being more serious, not fucking around kind of train. If I'm okay with a more serious turn, but it just seemed like this went beyond that,
Yeah.
like I'm okay with going to 10, but why are we going to 12 here? Like, this is
Yeah.
unnecessary and counterproductive now.
Yeah, and it's, well, that's how you got to get ahead in NXT, because they like chaos. I really don't like that. It
The
just,
Robert Stone Chaos
yeah.
brand.
I mean, that's just an excuse for bad booking. It just is. But whatever.
NXT has been kind of wild in and of itself in the
Yes.
WWE department, as I feel like we've chronicled here
Yeah,
also
yeah.
recently.
Yeah. So, well, let's move on to the other show.
You better not have forgotten the main event
No,
for this
hell of a
one,
main
sir.
event. I mean, of course it was going to be. I can't believe that was on free TV, to be honest.
Yeah, I was unsurprised when Sean Ross Sapp said that sometimes you just need to have a pay-per-view level match on TV for free.
I mean,
And that's definitely what that was.
yeah, I mean, well, they just gave away. I mean, a whole card on Saturday that could have been a pay-per-view card for the most part. So then they just continued it at the end of this show, by the way. And it was like, damn. The match.
It was kind of wild how many people did double duty in both Australia and came back the 30 hours and wrestled in Sacramento. I don't care if it was Wednesday to Saturday. Like, that's got to be some rough turnaround
Yeah.
there.
Well, I guess they had to make changes to the show due to injuries or people not being able to make it or something. So that might have been why there was a lot of double duty.
Oh,
Guessing.
okay.
But it's like this one wasn't, because they weren't there, as far as I remember. Nor
No, they
should they
were
have
not.
been. But yeah, no, it's just a hell of a main event between two pros. I mean, I'm not exactly always the biggest fan of Kenny Omega, but he's grown on me. And it just, I think the only drawback to the match is it's the last match of a show where everyone kicks out of everything.
Oh.
So it's like, oh my God, of course he did. Or like, oh, okay. And then they did the ref bump. And is that the
Yeah.
first time she's gotten clobbered by a guy?
I believe so. And I mean,
Crazy.
you kind of mentioned it after I texted you about it. It was really wild that it did appear that Swerve, like, I guess I didn't watch a replay of it. I did not think that Swerve pulled her in. I thought it was more, I believe Excalibur describes it, like she was looking in on the injury, and Omega was just kind of, like he was kind of set on doing that move and was not really expecting her to be
Yeah.
there.
No, Swerve definitely pulled her in.
Oh, okay, he
His
did.
arm did go up and he pulled her down instead of over. So that way, Kenny can do the glancing shot instead of, crushing her.
Completely blasting her. I
Yeah.
mean, they still made it look pretty good.
Yes, they did.
For, like, there are a lot of times where it's just like you see the ref bump and you're like, come on, man, you're an adult man. Like, you're not that out of it.
Yeah.
If you're getting kneed in the head, even if it's kind of a glancing blow, you're like, oh, I understand why that person would be down for a little while.
Yes.
You know, like
So
it really was kind of a better sell than most ref bumps.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
All
she used to be a wrestler
around.
too. So if I remember right, she used to be a wrestler, so I guess it's still in you. And I know most referees were wrestlers at one point or another, but whatever. The referee situation is so bad in AEW. It's like I don't believe they'd be wrestlers. Although there was something on Raw that pissed me off, but I don't remember what it was, so it doesn't matter. Just the referee. But yeah, I like the main event, and I was perplexed. I'm still not sure how I feel about the end with Swerve just going out and trying to take Kenny Omega out. It's like, you already won the match. I guess maybe this is like a wait and see why, but I didn't understand the whole angle afterwards. And then even him saying I needed that, like he needed to be bad again, like he needed to let loose again. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was definitely an overreaction to. I know that because what did Kenny say that, like, oh, he didn't see something in Swerve, like that killer instinct or something like that?
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what he had
I don't
said the
remember.
week before, but there was something that kind of hinted at him not being vicious enough anymore or something like that.
Okay.
And you could tie it into that. It was still kind of, yeah, it was still, I guess, an interesting choice. You know, just
Yeah.
because it felt like Kenny Omega was probably going to win the championship sooner rather than later. Or at least it felt like that to me. So I was
Yeah.
surprised to see him take an L to Swerve in this situation.
Well, he took an L to Swerve and to Andrade as well. So,
Oh,
but it's like I
yeah.
don't mind because, Kenny even says, like, I got to come back and prove this stuff. So, again, when AEW does like some fun surprise stuff like that, I don't mind it. And like, this was a surprise, a genuine surprise. Like, okay. I mean, Swerve's new music is horrible. So I guess that's why he's turning heel, so that people won't do the dance stuff anymore.
Well, and he's got to stop doing the Who's House then.
Yes, he
Oh.
does. Yes, he does.
If
Or just go, whose house, Swerve's house. Like, just cut him off, so he can't do it. But no, I'm all for it. They're light on heels. I mean, the heels are all in the Don Callis family, and they're all
Oh.
bozos. So,
It's just that them or MJF. Like that's your list of heels.
we'll save that for the end, though. So,
Oh, okay.
But like the Don Callis family stuff, I all right, so we'll start with the opening match, Moxley and Mark Davis. And Mark Davis legitimately punches a ring post. What are you doing? Like your partner, the brand new tag team you just started, he got injured and is out. You see other guys, like if they had to rewrite the show because people are out, well then why are you doing dumb stuff like this and could possibly get you taken out?
I mean, he really jacked up his hand. Like, even if
People
it doesn't.
online were saying it was fake, and I was like, no, his hand was swelling up. You could definitely see his hand swelling up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That was real. Like, you can tell the difference between a blade job and not. And honestly, like, that's not to your head. Like, you don't try to bleed on that part of the body
Yeah.
ever.
Well, I was on the Reddit forum about it, and someone said, you can see when he hits his hand, he immediately covers his other hand. He covers it with his other hand, and that's where he blades on his arm, on his hand. And I'm like, I don't think that's it at all. Because you could see as the match went on, and I think Excalibur pointed it out, or maybe Bryan Danielson did, that it was legitimately swelling up. It was red and not covered in blood red. And I hope it's some fancy fakery. If not, you're a dumbass. You know, like,
There's just some unnecessary stuff that still happens in AEW
you think?
that
Did you see that? Did you see that Mark Briscoe, Kyle Fletcher match on Saturday? Yeah, there's a lot of unnecessary stuff.
Yes, I did. Mark Briscoe, it is a surprise that his body hasn't given out on him like it has betrayed both Hardys.
Would you remember? Were you? Yeah, you went to that Ring of Honor night in Detroit, right? And he crashed and burned right in front of us. Remember, they had to come and get him because he crashed out on the floor, and like people were yelling to stop the match because he was just splattered on the ground. That's going all the way back to WrestleMania 23. He was doing this stuff. So that's what. 20 years now, right? Or
Oh, but
29
I mean, I don't feel
or
like he's done
19?
anything that silly recently, though, right?
He's been
Like,
doing ladder matches and all sorts of
oh,
stuff
Jeff?
ever since. No, Mark, no, Mark Briscoe. Yeah, remember he splattered in front of us.
Oh, God, I didn't really remember
Yes,
that.
that was Mark. Yes, and even Jay dropped down and was like, "Are you okay?" And was like calling for the med people. So fast forward 19, 20 years, Kyle Fletcher's giving him a brain buster from the ladder. And it's throwing him. It's like I honestly think there's an arrogance to a lot of the AEW guys that goes unsaid to where someone will criticize what they're doing. And like a legitimate criticism, a conversational criticism. And they will just go the next time they're wrestling and do something even worse. Just to show you, like, oh, you can't tell me what to do. That, fine, then die. You know, like be in a wheelchair by the time you're 40. That's fine. It worked out for Dynamite Kid so well. So, but.
It is kind of wild. AEW definitely does not shy away from the violence. That is 100% true.
A safe violence is always fine. This stuff wasn't. It's very dangerous. I know it's a ladder match, but it's still not an excuse. So, but so the Don Callis family has gold again. And then,
Well, they still always didn't they always have gold? Because
yeah, with
Kyle Fletcher,
Okada.
Okada, because Okada's always got to be a dick to Takeshita.
Yeah.
I
So
laugh every time that man puts in a dig.
Yeah, he's like Kyle Fletcher and I are, he Kyle Fletcher's my best friend. Why wasn't I there to celebrate? But no, I'm done. I'm tired of the Don Callis family because it does seem like it's either the Death Riders, the Don Callis family, or the guys that are in main event. Everyone else is just kind of around. Like they've even got an association with Gabe Kidd and the other guy, Clark Connors.
Oh, yep.
Like even then, they're kind of associated with the Death Riders, and it's like, God damn, everyone is roped into the same things. And like,
Yeah, the faction warfare has gone a little too far in a lot of ways.
yeah, it's because it's one faction. It's a Don Callis family
Well,
with 20 ass people in there. Like, holy
no, the
shit.
you've still got what's
Don't say it.
the command?
The ops?
No, oh my God, yeah. I
The
mean, they
ops with
did
all
have,
two people?
yeah. Hey,
Who's the command?
Hook is gonna be recruiting people. Whatever Ricochet's group is,
Oh, them. Yeah, I don't know. Wherever they are, which is where they can stay.
They
So.
had a promo because they're going to take the trio's gold on
Oh, that's
Collision,
right.
sir.
Yeah,
How
okay.
dare you?
Whatever.
How
Don't care.
dare
And by the
you?
way, did you totally forget Hangman Adam Page was part of the Trios Champions? I did.
No, I did not, because I've been bitching about it the last 2 weeks that those guys won that, and they've all been separated ever since.
Yes. They
Because
won it, and that's it.
even Kevin Knight and Speedball had been presented more as a tag team. For whatever reason, now they're singles wrestlers again, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those. What the heck's going on here, guys? Like,
Yeah, man,
I am
that's their booking.
I'm a little bit confused here. Like,
Well, I mean, poor
this
Shelton Benjamin's got nothing to do now because Bobby Lashley's hurt.
huh.
They've honestly, they've dropped off the face of the planet, and I'm not upset by it one bit.
That's
So.
why I found it even funnier that for some reason my phone gave me the alert there could be a new member to the Hurt Syndicate, and I'm like, they haven't been
Who?
on TV. Like,
Yeah.
who cares?
Yeah, it's not gonna be Cedric. He signed a deal with TNA. So that ain't gonna be him. So whatever.
Yeah, Cedric can stay away from them.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He's well, he's already joined up with the system and TNA, so
Oh, that's right.
yeah. But that weirdly forced group, it's very strange. But yeah, they have the conglomeration, which, why did you bring in Gabe Kidd and Clark Connors just to lose? Like, what are we doing here? Like,
It made sense, though.
so Ishii could barely move. That poor guy.
It was 2-on-1 because Darby Allin attacked
Yes,
Gabe Kidd
yes.
and took him to the
Yeah.
back.
I get
So
that, but
that was wild, though. It's just like, oh my gosh. Like, you could tell after the match how much, because even Excalibur's like, oh, I think it's a torn hamstring. And the
oof.
guy still muscled. I mean, it ended up looking
Oh,
more like a
yeah. Oof.
suplex than a brain buster, because Ishii does deliver a pretty solid brain buster. But oh man, you could tell that move came off different because of that injury.
Yes. And he kept trying to pick people up. And I'm like, don't do that. Like, you're hurt. Don't do that. But
Yeah, that was kind of wild
yeah.
for him to
Yeah.
do that.
So I hope he's okay, but I've never seen an Ishii match I liked, and this I can just chalk this one up too. Like, I apparently we missed the boat when he was great. He's not now. So
Oh
is
yeah,
what it is.
he is just he's definitely you can tell the wear and tear that's on his body from wrestling
Yeah.
as many years as he has.
Yeah. Well, being built like a thumb, it's not gonna help, you know?
He is a squatty wide gentleman.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, it's that match was just like, I don't get it. It's fine Darby came in, but it's like, how am I supposed to get behind the fact that Clark Connors and Gabe Kidd are somebody's when they don't win? You know, like, come on.
Yeah, they gave him the out, but they didn't need it in that situation. They just needed a W.
Yeah. So
So
it's like,
not
okay.
having them wrestle Cassidy and Ishii would have been kind of a
Yeah.
good
I wonder if that was supposed to be Mark Briscoe or something. Because, I mean, Ishii hasn't been on TV for a while.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't. I guess maybe.
I'm
I
looking up
guess
the
I
Collision
started thinking
Springs.
about it more just because I was like, why was I thinking that? Because the whole Roderick Strong of it all, where, Orange Cassidy backstage, he's like, well, that's the best part of being part of a conglomeration. You just kind of have, you have buddies on the standby.
Yeah.
And I mean, he is, it is correct. Like, and I mean, it makes sense for him to not care about Roderick Strong because why would you really care about Roderick Strong?
Yeah, they didn't follow up on that at all. They didn't follow up on Wheeler Yuta at all. So maybe they will on
Yes, they
Collision.
did.
Well, they said something, but he didn't get like,
Yeah,
yeah.
they were trying to build the hype. I feel like for the reveal of
Yeah.
it, like I'm okay with it not being revealed the first show after it happened. Like if you want to try to build at least a little bit of anticipation until he comes out, that's fine by me.
Yeah, and it's also Wheeler Yuta, so it's like,
Oh yeah,
okay.
there's only so much that you're
Yeah.
gonna
But
do there
no,
for me.
it's the women had their four-way match. I enjoyed it. I'm glad to see Chris is picking up on the things I'm seeing. Stop doing contrived spots. Just go. Like setting up stuff. Like stop. It's like it breaks the momentum of the matches when someone has to run up the ropes when they shouldn't be running up the ropes. You know, it's like there's a definite
Yeah.
look. I'm not saying you can't try, but do it in practice. You know, don't try it on national TV to do the stuff I'm seeing. So, but
Yeah, that and there were a couple of kind of rough looking spots in there too.
Yeah, and I'm
So that was that matchup was pretty wild altogether. 'Cause what was it, the superplex that Megan Bain almost landed on her head?
I think so.
Because I.
Yeah, it's just stuff like that. And
Yeah,
you're doing yourselves a disservice.
because I mean, I kind of saw her talking back about that. She's just like, no, it's okay after that. And I'm like, yeah, but just work safer. Like that's all I'm like looking for here,
It's there's
people.
nothing
Like.
wrong with wrestling within your means. Perfect being within your means. Then as you try and branch out, there's nothing wrong. This goes for the guys too, but there's an example of this in the women's match.
Yeah,
You know?
this point
So
directly here
yeah.
can be applied to a bunch of different
Yeah,
areas
it
here.
always sucks having to like try and defend like, well, you know, I'm not just ragging on the women because I'm not.
Right.
Again, like I've been clamoring for good women's wrestling forever, and not just for tits and ass. I mean, it helps, obviously, but I also have like pretty perplexing tastes. So, you know, my tits and ass ain't gonna be the tits and ass you're looking for. So, Oh, those tits and ass, I like them. That's pretty much my criteria. But
Yeah, the hard
no,
list to
like
crack.
so before we get to the main event, or not the main event, the main talking segment.
Oh,
It's
yeah,
like
because there was
me.
I.
Well, wait, is Mina Shirakawa always been like this average? She was not good in this match. And it was always about getting over her goofy spots. And then she's like out of position. She's missing stuff. And I'm like, is she just having an off night? Or is this just who she is?
I am going with the second one.
Yeah,
I do not. I don't think she's downright awful, but I
No.
also think that she is not terribly good.
And it's like I think certain things that like being with Mariah May and then with Toni Storm have possibly covered up these deficiencies. And now she's off on
She,
her own. It's like, I don't know what this.
well, and she'd been on a lot of Ring of Honor, so she wasn't wrestling on AEW TV. So that's the other thing. Like, I don't feel like I've seen her that much on TV, and it's just like, oh, maybe this is why she is not going anywhere.
Yeah. But I just wanted to bring that up. I was just surprised.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
Yep.
So, but
Yep.
what were you gonna say though? So.
Also among the ladies, and before we get to the main event, because it might be the only other aid segment not talked about, the Brawling
He's
Birds.
such an asshole. I knew this was, I knew you were gonna. What a horrible name. It's like it's made Jamie Hayter cringe, by the way, which I never thought that would happen. Ugh. They can't even get a simple high five right. Like, just stop. It's a bad name. Like they came, like they're fighting jobbers, and then they came down. And I'm like, is this the Brawling Brutes? Oh no, it's the Brawling Birds. Oh, not much better, by the way. So.
This was one where it did end in short order, but I still felt like there was too much offense by the local talent.
Yes.
You know?
You're not getting your brawling aspect across when they fight back. No. Just beat some ass, be done, and establish it. But I just don't like this at all. I just don't.
To me, it's one of those, hey, if you don't have anything in the singles division for Hayter, may as well give her a full-time partner. If it's a Windsor, then
Oof.
it is it you know, hey, they've got that English thing in common.
It's
So
yeah, it's not like the funny thing. Like, remember whenever there were two black guys in WWE, they put them together because all black people get, like are friends. They're like, oh, they're
yep.
your English. Oh, you're a team now. It's like we don't even know each other. Like, okay, it's just whatever.
Yep.
But
They're
let's
all
talk
friends
about
because
this.
of Will Ospreay.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's talk about this. The big segment of the show, the end our show.
Yeah.
Just another long ass talking thing. And then they finally get to the point, and I just went, they're not doing this again, are they? Like, remember, Cody was the first one. I was there for it. And I'm like, wait a second. I thought he was going to pull, I'll never vie for the championship. As long as you're champion, you know? And he goes, as long as I live. I just went, oh God. Oh God.
It's one of those ones where I feel like we had talked about the fact that Hangman has not had great reigns.
No.
And you do kind of need him to win this matchup. Against MJF here again, which is kind of weird, because if you're gonna have him be 3-0 over one of your top heels, it's honestly kind of a weird situation, in my why? Like, MJF should get a win back at some point, just because they're both at the top of the card. Like, there should be some type of evenness to their feud.
There's nothing wrong with Paige losing to MJF and not being able to go for the title, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of stuff here. If you can't go for the world championship, I guess the only thing you could do is turn heel, which Cody wouldn't do, and then go after it that way. Just be like, hey, deal with it, whatever. I don't owe you people anything, right? The obvious thing. Or,
Yeah,
but if
screw you guys.
not,
I don't care about what I said before.
yeah, but if not, he's gonna like he has nothing to go for except for the TNT, international, national, continental. I think that's everything. Titles, and it's like, who cares? You've jumped over all those.
Well, I mean, but that is something that he could do if he wanted to. Like, I mean, that man can go after a litany of titles in that company, even if he does not go after the main one. But
Yay, that's like Seth Rollins only going after the Intercontinental title. It really is. I mean, that's how big of he's their biggest baby face. So I don't understand this unless and th this really doesn't make sense. The only thing I was thinking about was they somehow it's dependent on what happens, but somehow MJF gets turned face again. Still acts the same, but the crowd cheers him. He doesn't shit on the crowd. Because they're so angry at Swerve for purposely costing Hangman the title. And that's why he can never go for the title again. So Swerve's got Hangman out of the way. Hey, he's now got Kenny Omega out of the way. So now he can go for the title. You know what I mean?
I mean that would be some okay planning if they decide to go that route.
Sure, as long as Hangman could go after Swerve for the title if he wins it. But
No.
now he can't like he's gonna face him in a non-sanctioned match. Well, who cares? You
Well,
know?
and that was the other weird thing to me about the segment. Is that MJF still didn't promise anything.
No, that's
He
next
didn't
week.
pro yeah, he didn't promise the Texas Death Match. Like, Adam Page can say it as much as he wants, but I mean, MJF still didn't really agree to it. Like, he agreed that he needed to make a stipulation, but he did not say which one, and it's just like, yeah, what? Honestly, like, if I were MJF, I'd be like, no, there's nothing you can do for me to just not want a wrestling match. Like, you want that kind of a match. Like, it actually would have been kind of funny for MJF to really just hold the line and go, like, no, that isn't even enough.
They gotta
Like,
hurry because they got their pay-per-view coming up. But
it's in a month.
oh, it's a month? I thought it was the beginning. Oh yeah, I guess it is later, huh?
It's like
No.
March 15th or something like
Never mind. But
that.
like I honestly, if Max is smart, the stipulation would be I can't lose the title on a disqualification or count out. And then as soon as the bell rings, he kicks the ref in the balls, gets disqualified. Hangman doesn't win the title. Like have it be something smart. And the crowd's like, what? And then somebody has to come down and be like, hell no, this is not how it's going to go or something. Like they got to make it interesting.
Tony Khan makes his long-awaited TV return.
But it's got to be something interesting, and especially if you are legitimately going to try and take Hangman Page out of the main event picture. That's essentially what happens here. He is automatically a mid-carder. And it's like,
It's
why would you
really,
do that?
yeah, I don't know. Like there is not to me a good reason to do that. 'Cause yeah, I mean, I kind of joked about him going after the title, but they can't even do something to me like the WWE does when it's just like, 'cause this is something Chris and I talked about where. Roman Reigns has been away from the championship for 2 years, fighting the former Bloodline, this, that, the other thing. I don't think AEW can keep Adam Page entertained in a similar manner.
Not at all, no.
And definitely not at that high of a level where it's just like he's kind of the main event of whatever that event is that he decides to wrestle at.
Yes. Yep, exactly right.
Because like
But
you said, like the championship is always going to leapfrog it. Like they don't have a big enough name for him to feud with that is going to overtake the championship match.
nope. So it's like, and you mentioned it before, the Hangman Page's reigns haven't been good. That ain't his fault. You know,
No.
book better. And this doesn't happen. But
Yeah.
I really get to
We
thinking.
talk about the plight of babyface champions a lot in both companies.
He's a great, I heard somebody describe him, he's a great chaser. It's like when Dusty Rhodes used to win the NWA title. Everyone loved it until he was champion. And it was like, oh, well, he's not chasing anybody anymore. This stinks. But I just think it's a perplexing proposal they, you know, put out. Why do this again? Did you not learn the first time? I don't think you can have a gigantic plan. I mean, maybe even if Swerve costing him the title, you know, is that enough to justify it by getting, because you want to make Swerve a heel? Well, I don't know. It's I just think it's narrow-sighted, and I think it's a bad idea. But we'll see. We'll see what they can come up with. I guess the stipulation is going to help. So.
Yeah, like you said, it still should be something that is MJF sided when it
Yeah.
all comes down to it.
Yeah. It should
And
be so lopsided for him.
he would be a complete moron to go with Texas Deathmatch.
Yes.
So,
Yes.
just complete moron.
Yep.
So,
Yep.
bell time beer on my end here. From unfortunately defunct brewery Sideswipe Brewing, Kinetic Satisfaction, Hazy IPA. It has been around in the fridge for a while now. Finally getting around to finishing some of these off. Rip Sideswipe Brewing. Go to Thunderwing Brewing if you happen to be in Columbus because it is in the same exact location as Sideswipe Brewing. So there we go. Bell time beer suggestion from Matt DeFranco 11. He is at Granny Mae's. The brand is at Sunk Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other locations like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.